Ever since the Skylift service had set the house down in Africa, there had been a succession of glitches. The latest and potentially most serious was with the food recycling system. Although it was guaranteed to be fail-safe so that the risk of actual poisoning was astronomically small, there had been a curious metallic taste to the filet mignon the night before. Freda had suggested Riley that they might have to revert to a life of pre-electronic hunter-gatherers, cooking their food over wood fires. Her sense of humor was sometimes a little bizarre. The very idea of eating natural meat hacked from dead animals was, of course, utterly revolting. "Can't we go down to the beach?" Toby, who had spent most of his life surrounded by sand, was fascinated by the sea. He could not quite believe that it was possible for so much water to exist in one place. As soon as the northeast monsoon slackened, his father would take him out to the reef and show him the wonders that were now hidden by the angry waves. "Let's see what Mother has to say." "Mother says it's time for you both to come home. Have you two men forgotten we've visitors coming this afternoon? And Toby, your room is a mess. Time you cleaned it up, not left it to Dorcas." "But I programmed her. No arguments. Home, both of you." Toby's mouth started to pucker in an all-too-familiar response. But there were times when discipline took precedence over love. Captain Singh cradled Toby in his arms and started to walk back to the house with his gently wriggling bundle. Toby was too heavy to carry very far, but his struggles quickly subsided, and his father was soon glad enough to let him proceed under his own power. The home shared by Robert Singh, Freda Carroll, their son Toby, his beloved mini-tiger, and assorted robots would have seemed surprisingly small to a visitor from an earlier century. A cottage rather than a house. But in this case, appearances were extremely deceptive, for most of the rooms were multifunctional and could be transformed on command. Furniture would metamorphose. Walls and ceiling would vanish to be replaced by vistas of land or sky, or even space, convincing enough to deceive anyone except an astronaut. The complex of central dome and four hemicylindrical wings was not, Singh had to admit, very pleasing to the eye, and it looked distinctly out of place in this jungle clearing, but it fitted perfectly the description, a machine for living in. Singh had spent virtually all his adult life in such machines, often in zero gravity. He would not feel comfortable in any other environment. The front door folded upward, and a golden blur erupted toward them. Arms outstretched, Toby rushed forward to greet Tigret. But they never met. For this reality was 30 years earlier, and half a billion kilometers away.